Justin Fluke with you, talking Hiawatha basketball. Girls coach Brady Jasper joins us first up. The Lady Redhawks are 7-1 on the season, now 5-1 in the Big 7 League. The first loss of the year coming last night to Sabetha. But prior to that, coach, last Friday, since we talked, you got a good win against Perry LeCompton. A really lopsided win, able to kind of win one going away, which hadn't happened in the last few weeks, so had to feel good to go out and really kind of, I guess, dominate a contest from start to finish last Friday night at home, huh?
Yeah, that was a good win for us at home. We were in control of that game most of the way through, and I felt like it was because we were playing pretty good. We were playing with a lot of tempo, and we were knocking in some shots early to build a lead, and I thought things just went really well for us. Against Perry LeCompton, we scored maybe like 64 points, which is a pretty good number for us, and felt like we were kind of on a high note.
So the loss to Sabetha last night, 41-37, what didn't go as well, or where were the biggest struggle points for your team and that loss Tuesday?
Well, I think the first thing probably that sticks out, if I was to reflect on that game, would be the shooting. We just seemed to have like what you might call a cold night shooting or an off night, you know, whatever you would hear someone say when they describe that. A lot of open shots, and we just strung together miss after miss, it seemed like, and never could really get a run started. And then Sabetha did an excellent job with a couple of their offensive ideas to attack our defense there in the third quarter. And they actually had about maybe a 12 or 14 point lead at one time before we could cut back into it some, but we never did. We never did regain a lead after half, and they were able to hold us off.
So how do you try to spin forward in a positive manner from this loss now as you get the team back regrouped here the next couple days and head to Royal Valley on Friday?
Oh, I think when we meet today, we'll probably will easily decide that we don't feel like anything's broken with us. We're not going to abandon any types of things that we've been doing on offense or defense or talk about changing this or that. I think we probably just push forward, chalk it up to a night maybe where we didn't shoot real well or maybe wasn't our top game. And we say, you know, if you're not on your top game in the way our league is shaping up, you're running a pretty good risk of getting beat any night, you know, whether you're on the road or at home or playing one of the top teams or someone that's in the middle of the pack. It's going to take usually your team's best effort to make sure that they can come out a winner.
I'm sure there were still some positives last night. Was one of them your defense? I mean, you hold teams to 41. You probably feel like you're going to win a lot of nights. Was that part of the game still pretty solid last night, even though the offense was struggling to score at times?
You know, there was probably a few things at different times that I maybe would have changed about our defense or maybe our alignment. But we feel like we can get to 41 most nights. And if that were to be the number, 41, 45, somewhere in there, if that's what you're trying to hold people to and then try to get over the top of that, 41 would be something that we feel like we could score. Most nights we have. But like I said, we just really just couldn't find it last night, which is kind of disappointing. We were at home, you know, shooting on our home rims. But that's the way that goes.
You bet. Like you said, it's the Big 7 and certainly competitive and doesn't mean much as you look at the bigger picture for the rest of the season. So hopefully a good bounce back Friday night at Royal Valley. Best of luck in that game, coach, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys basketball after this break.